remembers the day that she drove him away. How she hated him then, but she loves him today. She wonders what she would say to him now. It doesn't matter anyway. Sweetness and light, sweetness and light. Why can't it always be sweetness and light? Jennifer writes in a journal, she says, keep calling me over and over again. And every time that I pick up the phone, he says nothing. She can't remember the pain, she can't remember the kicks. Just a Stevie Wonder song from 1976. You say you ought to learn from your past mistakes. Well, that's easy for you to say. Sweet. And light, sweetness and light. Why can't it always be sweetness and light? And she says, why do you call me? Why do you write me? Why are you always around? What do you want from me? What do I have? Writes in a journal, she says, he's been calling me over and over again. And I put on a record and I turn up the sound, and I close my eyes until the noise goes down. And the phone rings over and over again, and over and over and over again. She picks it up on the 20th ring and says, don't fuck with me. Sweetness and light, sweetness and light. Why can't it all
Johnny Ramone, sort of. He's all downstrokes, though. No upstrokes. That guy's tough. I have a good Johnny Ramone story. You want to hear it? It's not that great. It's pretty good. I saw the Ramones when I was 19 years old, living in Davis, California. Just a young kid. And it was a cool little club. The stage was about this high. It was a place called the Coffee House, where I went to school, where I didn't finish going to school. Rock and roll got in the way of that, but I went to see the Ramones play in a place that held 200 people, and I'm standing this far from Johnny Ramone, and he's like right in front of me, and he's not that tall, so we're eye to eye, and he's, you know, all downstrokes, man, everything, they never stop. That's tough for you guitarists out there, you know, like downstrokes all the time, and he's got his Moog right guitar, and he's got his guitar pick sticking out of the pick guard up here. And they all say Ramones, 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 five guitar picks. And I'm like standing there and I'm gauging, it's like, I want one of those guitar picks. I know I can get one. And when he's playing so hard, I figure there's nothing he can do. I'm gonna wait till the middle of the song, and I reach over and I grab a Ramones guitar pick. And he gave me the look of death. I mean, nothing he could do about it though. It's like, you know, either play Blitzkrieg Bop or get the kid with a guitar pick, and he chose Blitzkrieg Bop instead, and I say, yes, I don't have the guitar pick anymore. Speaking of guitarists, Jason Victor, Miracle 3, Dream Syndicate, friend to us all. Jason Victor, for my birthday last year, nice guy that he is, got me a guitar looper, which is cool because we all were trying to learn new things during the pandemic, you know, baking bread, I don't know, learning. Right? Was that a thing over here, baking bread? Yeah. Did anybody learn to bake bread? Oh, nice. Not me. No, I got a looper from Jason. And the thing is, you know, these loopers, if you don't know, the looper is a thing where, you heard me a couple songs ago, where you can play your guitar, then you can be the guitarist overdub for yourself. Like, you can be a whole team of guitarists. And I'm thinking, when your guitarist of 20 years buys you a looper, is he trying to tell you something? Is he trying to break up with me? Is this like when your girlfriend gives you a subscription to Tinder? You know, I mean, what is... So I think we're still playing together, actually. In fact, the Dream Syndicate has a new album coming out in a few months, in June. And yes, and we're going to be on tour in October, and we're playing a show in Holland, and I can't tell you where right now, but we are going to be playing it here in October. But the new album in June, this is from a couple records ago, featuring Jason Victor on Looper's Attorney.